Roni's Own Radio, the award-winning view and interview show with your host, Jeff Roni. Hello, this is Jeff, and I've recorded this four times. And I lost the original one I did with Colleen. I think I was in Oregon. I had her on a speakerphone, and I lost the file. And then I recorded that when I was in the car. It sounded like I was in a tank. And then I recorded it when I was walking. And that sounded like I was in a wind tunnel. Anyway, just wasn't good. So I just want to quickly mention a couple of things that I really highlighted throughout. Is that if you're in a credit problem, credit issues happen, you know, with, you know, carrying large balances. They happen in a good economy, bad economy, any time. And obviously, you need to stop using the credit card, because paying for a meal and then paying 25, 32% interest is just insane. And nowadays, they are raising the interest rates just for breathing wrong, having a late payment, partial payment, whatever. Obviously, the bad economy is bad for them, and so they're going to rook you. So best thing to do, stop using the credit card. Call the credit card companies and talk to them. And, you know, we've mentioned it before, is that, you know, we never really understood what it was like to have creditors call all the time. Well, in this little go-around, we certainly did, and we've had other times before. But pick up the phone and talk to them. Tell them, you know, hey, we're in a tough time. We're in a tough spot. It's hard for us right now. And they're going to give you the corporate answer. Well, you know, we've set this minimum amount, and if you can't make it, whatever. And just say, look, I don't have it, but, you know, I'm willing to pay you. And just remember, you have the money to pay them, and they need the money. And so that's something that you need to remember. Actually, in this bad economy, you have the power because you have the money. And truth be told, you know, this is my opinion, they probably don't want to go to bankruptcy. They're never going to get it all back. They don't want you to go to bankruptcy. You know, the whole credit situation, that's possibly a last resort. That's my opinion. I don't know the inner workings of it. But from what I understand and from what we've experienced, if you talk to them and tell them, listen, I want to pay you. I can't pay you everything. One time I was talking to somebody and I said, you know, listen, these minimum amounts were made in a boardroom probably last year or 2 years ago or 5 years ago, and they don't work now. They just don't work. And so if you're nice and honest, you may be able to work your interest down. One of our cards is now zero. I think all our cards are closed now. And another one is like at inside of 5%, I think 6%, something like that. But it's very low. The other one we're still working on, getting that lowered. We, for a short time, we were on the credit consumer counseling, that thing. I thought it was a good idea. Unfortunately, they did the same type of a thing where they set, and it's our experience, they set our minimum at something that we could not do. And so we had to get off that plan and work, you know, our own. And sometimes that has a negative effect, you know, when we talk to the credit card companies. Well, why did you get off and da-da-da? You may have to explain. But, you know, call them, talk to them, be proactive. Don't be mean. Don't be angry. That's not what you want to do. You just want to be upfront, honest, and let them know. Don't lie to them. Don't say, I'm sending you a payment. That's not right. So talk to them. Ask them questions. You don't know unless you ask. And, you know, just say, you know, I need this interest lowered. We've also talked about late payments, because we had a card that was $5,000. We paid half of it off because we hit five. And then because of a late payment or two, because of the bad economy, you know, we had a decrease in income. you know, they cut our interest or our credit limit in half. And so then we started going over, and then we had late fees, and then we had, you know, over limit fees and all that. And I said, you caused this, you know, so, you know, we need to get this reversed. We need to get these charges off, and we need to make some type of arrangement. There's also discussions that you can do about making, you know, getting a figure, you know, say, listen, just let's give me a figure and then I'll pay for that. Sometimes they'll do it like half of what you owe. The only problem is it's kind of an accelerated, well, you need to pay it in the next 3 months. So, you know, I don't have a quick fix, but I do have some good advice that we've done is talk to them, ask them. You don't know unless you ask. So take that route. Obviously, try the best you can to pay in cash. Try to do everything that you can by yourself. Ask your friends. Man, it's old school. You know, whoever is good at fixing cars or doing this or doing your, you know, lawn, this and that, fixing up certain things, it may be time to kind of pool together. If you're good at doing certain things, and you may want to try and help out other people. But we're going to get through this. We're all going to get through this, but it's going to be very, very, very tough. And that's just the one thing I want to let you know is, you know, this is not going to be easy to get out of, you know, this credit issue. You know, we have some pretty large limit credit cards. But the thing is I know that if we're upfront and honest and at least trying to pay, you know, we're going to get through this. And we have discussed bankruptcy, and we've told the credit card, I said, this ain't a lie. If it gets too much, we will file for bankruptcy, guarantee you, because we've talked about every type of option out there. And I have no problem. I have no problem. If we can't do it, stand up in front of a judge and tell them the story, you know. And so that's another thing I mentioned early on is talk about all the different things. Probably be some tears, probably be some anger, probably be some just denial and numb feelings. But talk about everything so that if it happens, it's not going to be like this big shock and surprise. So if you got to downsize, downsize. If you got to get rid of a car, get rid of a car. You know, talk about all the different options. When this happens, we do this, right? If this happens, we do this. And that's what we've talked about too. Unfortunately, we're upside down in the house and we got to keep it. So it's a weird time. It's a tough time. I'm, you know, giving you some links in the show notes to some blogs and things that I've enjoyed following. You know, maybe they're helpful to you. But anyway, you know, hopefully we've all learned, hey, I've done it. We've done it. We paid so much stuff on the credit card. It's just crazy. So I understand that. I'm not saying I'm better than anybody else. I'm saying I'm in the same deep water as everybody. So, but I'm just saying, giving my advice to what we've done. So hang in there. You know, this is not the end of the world. And sometimes, anyway, sometimes you got to give up stuff to learn. Sometimes it costs something. And anyway, our life has changed quite a bit. And so, but I'm still here. If you're, you know, wanting to send me an email or ask me some questions, I'm not qualified. I don't, you know, I'm not a, you know, professional, but I've just done some things. And we've featured some folks, at least one in particular. Erin has her own website that's going to help you save some money and stuff with coupons. We've talked to another great lady, Megan, who has looked for jobs on the internet, and we've talked about using social networks and different things. So we try to give you some tools as well as some encouragement to just keep going. So anyway, this is Jeff Roney. I think we're going to do one more. We recorded one more episode with John Wilkerson. I'm going to release that next, and I think we're going to put a close to this Bad Economy series. It's been a very good series. I think it's been a help, and I kind of want to leave it just kind of as it is. We can definitely talk about certain topics as time goes on, but I just don't want to beat a horse that's already kind of talked about. So anyway, this is it for now. And one more episode, we're going to have an interview with John Wilkerson to talk about other aspects of the bad economy. And so anyway, I hope you enjoy that, and I hope you enjoyed this. So we'll talk soon. See ya. Bye-bye. Here's just a quick reminder that if you want to continue to get these Roni's Own Radio shows directly sent to either your Google Reader or your iTunes or whatever you use to listen to podcasts, please visit subscribe.roniezone.com, and it's going to give you links and instructions of how to get subscribed and get connected to us so we can send you shows automatically. Thanks so much. Thank you for listening to Roni's Own Radio. Please visit our website at jrdonline.com and drop us an email at jeff.roni@gmail.com. Thank you very much, and see you next time on Roni's Own Radio.